Greater than righteousness simply means, your choices do no harm. Any other action is the opposite. Some versions of our true format. A blog on the reset of, Woe, Man's World. The Kali cometh to break the world and give it a rest, is a story and has happened for real, many times. She is a provider, destroyer and, maintainer, of the sequentiality disguise everyone is simulated into. It is a false construct we have built and are about to deconstruct. We are multifaceted, mental creator beings, more will be explained but first, the backstory. Dash. The human being is a compilation of many things, each multifaceted. We truly are a diamond mine. It has been issued by scientific discovery that a human contains amounts of masculine and feminine properties and elements, regardless if you are assigned as male or female. So, in this perspective everyone is some parts male and some parts female. When Percy Sledge came with When a Man Loves a Woman in 1966, it rocked the world and everyone has heard and felt the song. We will try to explain here, why the song was a predictor for our age and outcomes. A predictor, not a fact. A fact is, when a fact happens or appears. Percy's iconic song, illustrates man's loss of mind and destruction while entranced with the temporary and sensual gratifications. He uses the excuse of existentialist to choose and be satisfied. Disregarding the fact that ambiguity allows for opaqueness in the face of the immeasurable or unknowable. A reason to go forward with righteousness and ambiguity. The existentialist does allow for an early exit. By erasing consequence from their conclusions they have offered the stupid trait of ambiguity goodbye and irrational behavior, hello and I love you. It is a short-term philosophy with short-term rewards, early retirement and long-term death and regret. Rather, aim for the moon, avoid shooting self in foot. When Kali cometh. Kali is the reward at the end of the road of irrationalism. She is nature. Nature always balances. The blue man under Kali's feet is saying something, to the men. This image is man's reward for irrationalism. It is as clear as the air. What is the remediation or counter to irrationalism? To allow for ambiguity in the advance of righteousness. What is righteousness? It is not morality. As morality is a set of constructs made by men and determined by location and circumstance. Greater than dictionaries define righteousness as behavior that is morally justifiable or right. Such behavior is characterized by accepted standards of morality, justice, virtue, or uprightness. The Bible's standard of human righteousness is God's own perfection in every attribute, every attitude, every behavior, and every word. Thus, God's laws, as given in the Bible, both describe his own character and constitute the plumb line by which he measures human righteousness. Greater than. Greater than above is the current version of righteousness, widely accepted. The issues with the irrational statements above are using an ambiguous term as morality to make a definition. Other misused terms used with ambiguity are, God's own perfection, God's laws, he measures humans. These terms are more than open-ended, they have no start except in imagination. A very blatant display of an existentialist's irrational bad behavior and danger. Let's look at the old Greek understanding of righteousness. The Greek New Testament word for righteousness primarily describes conduct in relation to others, especially with regards to the rights of others in business, in legal matters, and beginning with relationship to God. It is contrasted with wickedness, the conduct of the one who, out of gross self-centeredness, neither reveres God nor respects man. So in the ancient times you were taught to admire and respect your fellow man and consider your origin or creator. That was righteousness. If you were wicked and disrespected or harmed other men, that was the opposite. Sounds to me, it was easier to achieve a fulfilled life as a human that considers his origin, more so then, than now. There is a clear line there. Let us look at today again. In today's churches, religions and those who are repeating them, the doctrines, rules and laws are false and unattainable. You are being kept in a corner, against your will, with a gun pointed at the whole world. Not fair, but a very dynamic situation. The message from this very large of misguided and parroting humans is, note, each religion has their own twisted and made to hurt you rendition of the following text, which is from the Jesus people. Greater than the bad news is that true and perfect righteousness is not possible for man to attain on his own, the standard is simply too high. The good news is that true righteousness is possible for mankind, but only through the cleansing of sin by Jesus Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We have no ability to achieve righteousness in and of ourselves. But Christians possess the righteousness of Christ, because God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God, 2 Corinthians 5:21. This is an amazing truth. On the cross, Jesus exchanged our sin for his perfect righteousness so that we can one day stand before God and he will see not our sin, but the holy righteousness of the Lord Jesus. Greater than from https://www.goquestions.org/righteousness.html. Go to hell. So as you can see, they, the religions and the parroters, most everyone, really, really want you to go to hell. Glad you made it this far, as you are not going to hell. Sometimes, if we face the world and the media or our job/projects for too much of our focus time, well, it can make us so agitated and upset it can literally create real problems in our life. It can lead to a living hell. The problem, clearly stated above, as always happens, clearly stated the solution. The solution from above is to reproportion your time, especially your focus time, so it includes much more peaceful periods and time with real people who like each other. Many issues can be handled like that. Righteousness simply means, your choices do no harm. Any other action is the opposite. When we do the opposite actions of righteousness enough times, see below, Kali cometh. Dash. Kali and Shiva, in front of discern, Shiva is underneath. I the people. In the next installment, we will explore all the solutions to find righteousness, beat Kali and live the best life possible. How to put I into your people and people into your I. Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. Lyrics. When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He'll trade the world for the good thing he's found. If she is bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend if he put her down. When a man loves a woman, spend his very last dime trying to hold on to what he needs. He'd give up all his comfort, sleep out in the rain, if she said that's the way it ought to be. Well, this man loves a woman. I gave you everything I had, trying to hold on to your high-class love. Baby, ooh, please, don't treat me bad. When a man loves a woman, down deep in his soul, she can bring him such misery. If she plays him for a fool, yeah, he's the last one to know. Loving eyes can't ever see. When a man loves woman, he can do her no wrong. He can never want some other girl. Yes, when a man loves a woman, I know exactly how he feels. Baby, 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 you're my world. When a man loves a woman, I know exactly how he feels.